From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A Russian search and recovery operation is continuing around the clock in the Black Sea, where a passenger plane crashed Sunday, killing all 92 people on board. Russia held a national day of mourning Monday in honor of the dead. The plane was on its way from Sochi to a Russian military base in Syria. There were no survivors. The cause of the crash is not yet known, but Russian officials say it was not likely the result of terrorism. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe will visit Pearl Harbor with President Barack Obama on Tuesday to express the value of reconciliation between Japan and the United States. The White House has said Mr. Abe's visit would highlight the alliance between the former enemies. Mr. Abe will be the first Japanese incumbent prime minister to visit Pearl Harbor since 1951. India has successfully test-fired its nuclear-capable intercontinental Agni-5 missile. The missile can hit targets more than 5,000 kilometers away. It was the fourth test of the missile. Defense analysts say the long-range Agni-5 was developed with an eye on China, which India views as a threat. Indian leaders welcomed the successful test of the Agni, which means fire in Hindi and Sanskrit. Egypt says it has arrested an Al Jazeera producer. The Interior Ministry identified the broadcaster as Mahmoud Hussein. He was arrested Friday on charges of disturbing security and spreading false news accounts. Al Jazeera said the charges were fabricated and demanded that Hussein be released immediately. Al Jazeera's news coverage is often criticized by the Egyptian government. The arrest is raising concern about the freedom of journalists working in Egypt. This is VOA News.